Food service is going high-tech this morning. In the shadow of Silicon Valley, San Francisco is home to a futuristic eatery with a virtual cashier putting change on the menu. John Blackstone shows us what's cooking.
At the new San Francisco restaurant called Eatsa, don't look for servers or cashiers. They've been replaced by touch screens. You order and pay on a tablet. It's terrific for those of us who are antisocial. You don't have to actually talk to a person, just swipe your, where do you swipe your card? For those who are not tech challenged, it works pretty easily. Your food then miraculously appears behind another screen with your name on it.
I don't know what goes on behind there. It's like a black magic room.
Tim Young knows what goes on back there. He's co-founder and CEO of Eatsa.
It is a proprietary system, but there are absolutely people back there. But really, it's all about using technology to make their jobs more efficient.
The menu is totally vegetarian. Eatsa's goal is to make healthy food more accessible using technology. They serve plenty of quinoa. That's vegetarian. You're trying to get people to eat seeds.
It is a lot more than seeds, and quite frankly, I think our food stands on its own. I mean, it is a mixture of a lot of different ingredients that come together to make a really, really flavorful profile.
Some friends of mine that are avowed carnivores swear they will never set foot in the place, but, you know, they're the ones with the heart problems, too.
To some, Eatsa looks vaguely familiar.
It reminds me of the Automat, very popular in New York City in the 50s.
Back then, the Automat seemed to be the height of technology, but you could still see humans on the other side of the door.
Connie, you know you're the first face that smiled at me today.
We've heard people compare us to the Automat. It makes sense. I can see the similarities. But their food was not made to order and or fresh. That food was prepackaged food. And that's a fundamental difference between what we're doing.
Eatsa is not alone in replacing humans with touchscreens. McDonald's and Panera are among others in the food business bringing more automation to their stores. But a larger shift in that direction could affect millions of fast food workers. This is going to put a lot of people out of work?
It's not putting anyone out of work. It's making their jobs more efficient and more enjoyable, I like to think.
There could be a shift in the type of jobs associated with the restaurant industry at the disadvantage of the people who typically work in these restaurants.
Eatsa already has plans to expand to other cities. The early crowds are promising, but Eatsa's model will test whether fast food consumers have an appetite for change. CBS This Morning, John Blackstone, San Francisco.